Oh, I just feel like worshiping the Lord. I just feel like pouring out the sacrifice of my lips. In the season. Listen. Jesus, you love me too much. Oh. Hey! Celebrate you. Glory be to God in the highest. Never before, like never before, you will open our understanding this morning. You will touch our lives. Everyone here, we have testimony. If you are saying amen, let your amen be the loudest. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Give Jesus a big hand. Thank you, sweet Holy Spirit. Awesome God. Hallelujah. I really do not want to stop that worship. But we just have to hear the word of God. We will continue hereafter. Hallelujah. The Lord gave me something wonderful for the church. I want you to celebrate the revelation of God in this church. See, God wakes me up at night and He tells me, teach my people. And He gives me what to say. Listen to me. Utterance cannot be bought. You can't buy utterance. If you like, have your notes filled everywhere. It's one thing to have a sermon note. It's another thing for God to give you ability to communicate His word. Apostle Paul speaking, he said, pray for me that I will have utterance, that might be, I may be able to utter these mysteries of Christ that has been given unto me. I'm going to be sharing with you something wonderful this morning. And please, let me quickly tell you this. Don't miss vigil. Holy Spirit, I want to beg you. This coming Friday, the Lord has told me wonderful things He's going to do. And He's given me a message already for vigil. And I know it's going to be awesome. The media will start publicity on that very soon. Invite somebody. I'm sure somebody will thank you after the program. I'm double sure of that. Amen. I'm going to be teaching on the revelation of Jesus. Say after me, the revelation of Jesus. Come on, say louder. Say the revelation of Jesus. 1 Peter chapter 1 from verse 10, I read, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. From verse 11, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify, when it testified beforehand the suffering of Christ and the glory that should follow. Verse 12. Unto whom it was revealed, say revealed, that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Say after me, the angels desire. Let me tell you something you may not know. Anytime there is a correct teaching of Jesus in any church, angels come to partake. They don't know Him. It is what we say. Listen, the level of revelation we have about Jesus, angels don't. He said, even the angels want to look. So as we teach the word now, they are here. They are listening. Angels are here. One of the things that bring angels is when you teach Christ. I'm telling you. And unto us it has been given. Mark chapter 4 and verse 11. For unto you it has been given to know the mystery. What is mystery? Mystery is something that is covered, only hidden from the eyes and the knowledge of people. What is revelation? Revelation is the opening up of mystery. Revelation means an astonishing, full and complete disclosure of mystery. I hope you are writing. Revelation is unveiling of mystery. To open up.
In the Greek, it is called apocalypse, revelation. To open up what has been hidden. And when it is revelation, it means it is not all eyes that can see it. But blessed are your ears and your eyes. For unto you it has been given. The Bible says, eyes have not seen, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 8, neither the ears of men heard what God has. He said that by the Spirit he has revealed. Say after me, say revelation. Yeah, I'm still reading. Unto whom it was revealed, that not unto themselves, the prophets that prophesy. For unto us a child is born and a son is given. He shall be called Emmanuel. A virgin shall conceive. Isaiah speaking, for by his time, even him did not know who he was talking about. Can you imagine? They prophesied it, but we enjoyed it. Glory. It was prophesied in their mouth, but can you imagine? So you can have a prophecy and it is not revealed to you. Look at it. But unto us they did minister these things. They themselves prophesying didn't know what they were saying, but it was for a generation. Look up. Which now, say now. We are in the now revelation. We are in the generation of revelation. Was it Haggai now or Habakkuk? He said, "In the last day, the knowledge of God shall cover the earth, shall fill the earth like water covers the sea." With generation knowledge. 1 John chapter 5, I write unto you that you may know. Say no. This revelation here is called epignosis. Say epignosis. In the Greek language, epignosis means accurate revelation. Accurate knowledge. Precise. Say precise. The reason people are called Christian and are not behaving like Christian is that they don't have accurate knowledge of who they look like. Christian was first mentioned by Gentiles in the book of Acts chapter 11. If you read from verse 25 downward, the Bible says, and they took notice of them. And the Gentiles says, these ones are Christian. Why were they called Christian? The Bible says, it said, as we behold him. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. As we behold him, give me. Second, Holy Spirit, help me. Help me take it gradually. 2 Corinthians 3 and from verse 18. As we behold him, as in a mirror, we are transformed into the same image. But we all, with open face, say revelation. That open face means revelation. We all with revelation. You don't know Jesus of Nazareth just by reading. You know him by revelation. In the book of Luke, let me finish this. I don't just want to jump. I want to make it a teaching, not a preaching. I'd like you to follow me. Holy Spirit, help me. You know, I get too excited when I just see these things. With open face, your eyes will be opened. Come on, talk to me. I say your eyes will be opened. You know, when Apostle Paul was writing, especially to the Ephesians church, it was a church he founded and he loved so much. Ephesians 1 and from verse 15, when I heard of your faith in Christ and of your love among brethren, keep these scriptures, don't leave it there. And of your love among brethren, I cease not to make mention of you in prayers. Giving thanks that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Verse 8, that the eyes of your understanding may be open. That's Christianity. That is when you start looking like him. When you see who he is, you look like him. You will grow in Jesus' name. Behold him as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory even as by the Spirit of the Lord. That glory to glory is the glory of the law to the glory of grace. The glory of Moses to the glory. You know, the early part of that scripture said there are two kinds of ministry. The ministry of death that Moses brought to them and the ministry of the Spirit that Jesus brought. Hallelujah. And so, revelation of Jesus. I said it as a revelation is a full, complete, an astonishing disclosure of an hidden truth. Revelation is an act of communicating divine truth. Act of communicating divine truth. And so, back to 1 Peter. Go back to 1 Peter. Go to verse 13. Verse 13. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 13. Let's see something. Likewise. No, no. 1:13. I need somebody who is thorough to sit there. Let me read here. Let me read from here. Wherefore, guide up thy loins, the loins of thy mind. Be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now, I'm going to talk to you. The revelation of Jesus. There's the revelation of Jesus from the scripture. The scripture is Genesis to Malachi. Say that after me. The scripture is Genesis to Malachi. Basically, the Bible is divided into three, not two. Many of us used to say the Bible is Old Testament and New Testament. And let me tell you something. New Testament is not a continuation of Old Testament. New Testament is the interpretation of Old Testament. Now, New Testament did not start until Christ resurrected. It means the Synoptic Gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, is not New Testament. There is no a testament until the death of the testator. Until Jesus died, there was no testament. At his resurrection, another testament started. Are you getting me now? Now, Genesis to Malachi is called scripture. Scripture means, in Greek, Hagios Graphe, sacred writings. The Bible says, it says, for men were inspired, 2 Peter chapter 1, he said from verse 20, knowing this, that no prophecy of the scripture is of private interpretation, for the prophecy kept not in old time by the will of man, but men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So, the writing of the scripture, men prophesied. Prophets prophesied. And so they prophesied. The Bible says, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. When they were prophesying, somebody was the subject matter. There were other activities around the prophets and their, you know, journey. But in the evangelism of God, somehow, someway, he puts Jesus in their life, in their prophecy. Some of them, they became a character that God himself used to act what he was going to do with our generation. He said there is no sign when Jesus was talking in the scene of the gospel that will be given to an generation, unbelieving generation, than the sign of Jonah. It means Jonah was acting a drama. He said the same way Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days. The Son of Man. So all that Jonah did was orchestrated to represent Jesus 3 days. In typology. Scriptures, the word script is acted out when you are given a script as a character. God wrote the script through the mouth of the prophet. Jesus was the character, main character, the protagonist. The devil was one of the characters. When the devil was selling Herod, tell them to bring him to me. When the Pharisees were saying crucified, they were playing a script. They didn't know. Hallelujah. When Pilate said, "Who should I crucify? Who should I give you? Barnabas or Jesus?" They say, "Give us Barnabas." Even Barnabas was a character. So all of that, God doing his own kind of evangelism for a generation that will come in the dispensation of grace. I love God. God chose to bring me at this point in time. Hallelujah. How many of you are excited about that? Hallelujah. He said, "Wherefore, guide up the loins of thy mind." Be sober. When they say you should guide up the loins of thy mind, he's talking about knowledge. Be ye transformed. Get filled with the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation. There's a level of grace that comes when you come to the revelation of Jesus. Hello. Grace is in levels. You remember that scripture? 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through knowledge. The knowledge of who? Jesus. Shout hallelujah. Now, Jesus, give me Luke chapter 24 and from verse 25. Luke 24. No, give me from verse 20. I would like it from verse 20. I want us to make it very fast. I've spent most of my time worshiping this morning. So let's see how God will help us. Give me from Luke 24, verse 20. Brother Shaw, I need you to go and sit there. Please. I'm going to read Luke 24. Now, let's see how. It says, "Now, when the chief priests and the rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him, but we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel." Now, he appeared to Peter and one of the apostles and said, "What is happening in this town?" Jesus asked them after Jesus resurrected. Can you imagine? Peter did not recognize him again. Peter didn't recognize him again. He didn't recognize him. And so he began to talk to them. Now, because of time, verse 25, "Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things that the prophets prophesied?" That's what he's saying. "And to enter into his glory." Verse 27, "And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all," say all the scriptures, "the things concerning himself." It means it's not everything in the scripture that concerns Jesus. You know, some people will say, "Well, as far as it is in the Bible, I will do it. David married two wives, is in the Bible." Listen. A lot of errors are in the scriptures that came by the influence of men. But the Bible says Jesus, he showed them things concerning himself. They made a lot of blunder because they were natural men. They were not spiritual men. They didn't know God. In fact, anything that is strange to them, they just attach God to it. When they see an angel, they will say, "Oh, I am dead. Woe unto me. I'm a dead man." They don't know God. When Job said, "God has given and God has taken," that is the knowledge of Job about God. And so today, some of us still believe that scripture that God will give you something and take it away from God, from you. No. Ayelo sopo le ni lari, eniyan lo so poro re ko le jasire, oli lo so aye re ko le ni tumomo. Kiyesi Olorun. I will show you the character of God. The Bible says, "In him there is no darkness." It's not a wicked God. Hallelujah. He began to expound to them himself in the scripture. Praise God. And so the revelation of Jesus is so important because a believer is not revealed until he sees Christ. The true picture, I have taught this before, the true picture of a believer revealed in Christ. How many of you remember that teaching? You don't know yourself except in Christ. Hello. The society cannot define you. Philosophy can't define you. And listen to me. It is philosophy that says you are melancholy, you are sanguine. In Christ, there is nothing like that. There's nothing like that. Your mother can give you another definition. The society, the government of your country can give you a definition of yourself. But a believer is truly known in Christ. The more you behold him, the more you are revealed. And not only that, the reason the revelation of Jesus is important is because you can't know God. It is only in Christ that God is revealed. Listen to me. No religion in the world have an epignosis of God except in Christ. Christianity. All the founders of this religion, when they asked one of them, where are you going? Muhammad precisely said, even him does not know. It's in the Quran. The man who founded the Buddhist religion, Buddhism, when they said, does he know the way of light? He said, even him doesn't know. But Jesus came and said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Shout hallelujah. And so it's important when you have a full and clear and precise knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are revealed. Nobody tells you what you are not. Somebody at this point in my life, it has happened before. There are prophecies you can tell me, I'll just swallow when I didn't know who I am. One of the major crises we have in the body of Christ today is the crisis of identity. Ecclesiastes 10 and verse 7. Solomon said, I have seen under the heaven a mystery I can't explain. He said, servants are riding on horses and slaves. He said, servants are riding on horses. He said, and princes walking around barefoot. It's a mystery I understand. Misplacement of priority. There's an identity problem. We don't know who we are. And that's why when you lost your job, you start crying. Because a man, an unbeliever, employed you and said, I don't want you again. Listen, you don't know you are the blessing in that company. And so you start shedding tears and say, God, how comes me? The revelation of Jesus. You see, when somebody stands before you and start giving you prophecy, when you understand who you are in Christ, there are things you just know cannot happen. When my wife was pregnant, when she had my first baby, when she had some dreams, I don't pray. I am too conscious. Say consciousness. There is what we call the consciousness of Christ. It is the revelation of Christ that brings you to a place of full awareness. And so when she wake me up, I say, my language is, it cannot happen, and I sleep again. It can't happen. And that's why when some of you call me and say, so thing is happening, you expect me to say, now, say after me, Choluani. No. I just understand some things. This, our world, is ruled by what you know in Christ. It can't happen. It settles it. It can't happen. It can't happen. If it can't happen to Christ, it can't happen to me. Praise God. The revelation. So it is important. The Bible says in the book of John chapter 1 and verse 18, there is none that has ever seen the Father but the Son. And that's why you can't see God except in Christ. As much as Jesus became the merger between humanity and divinity. Full man, 100% man, 100% God. It is only in him that you will see full description and disclosure of God. And it is only in him you will see the complete disclosure of man. First man who came, he was complete God. Let me show you that scripture. Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 3 from verse 16. But without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. Say after me, Jesus Christ is God manifest in the flesh. Justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory. And so, the more of him you know, he said, you people say things like this, I don't know any other thing. God is only God that I know. Listen to me. If you don't know Jesus, you don't know God. I don't care how many schools you've been to, as far as theology is concerned, the revelation of Jesus is the revelation of God. Give me the book of Revelation chapter 1. Let me show you something from verse 1. Revelation 1 and from verse 1. Can we all read? Let's look up, everybody. Let's read. One, two, go. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show. One of the persons that have clear picture and revelation of Jesus was Apostle John. Apostle John happens to be the last apostle that died after all the apostles have gone. He was arrested and taken to the island of Patmos in the prison. It was in the prison that he was arrested by the Roman Empire that he wrote the book of Revelation. And so when he wrote the book of Revelation, he was shown three things. He was shown the interpretation of some of the things the prophet prophesied about Jesus pre-Jesus' account and the historic account of Jesus and the post-Jesus' revelation. He had the revelation of what will happen after we leave the earth. And so there was revelation of before Jesus came in the synoptic. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and God was the Word. Now, when he said in the beginning, which book is the book of the beginning? Genesis. So when John said in the beginning was the Word, now he was saying Jesus was there in Genesis chapter 1, and God created heaven. And so when John said, because if you look at all the writers of the synoptic gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, some of them started the genealogy of Jesus, some of them started from Abraham, some of them go as far as David, and so you see the genealogy came down until Jesus was mentioned. But John waited enough time until there was revelation of Jesus. That was why he did not mention Mary. He didn't mention Abraham when he was writing about Jesus. He didn't mention David. He just went straight. He said, in the beginning, he entered into God and brought out the genealogy of Jesus. In the beginning was the Word. Give me John chapter 1 and verse 1. We are going back here. John chapter 1 and verse 1. Make it very fast. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and God was the Word. Verse 2. Maybe you should stop using it. Stop breaking the flow. The same was in the beginning with God. The book of Colossians says there was nothing that was created that was not created through him. Colossians chapter 1. Give me Colossians chapter. Oh, why am I jumping scriptures like this? Maybe I don't know. Just help me, Holy Spirit. Now let's take it calmly. And all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was light men. And the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. And there was sent a man from God whose name was John. Now that is John the Baptist. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so you see the way John described the genealogy of Jesus. He went direct and began to say, in the beginning was God, and you know, he was with God, and God was the Word, and the Word was the light of men, and appeared, and darkness could not comprehend it. Praise the Lord. Now let's go back to Revelation chapter 1. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Verse 2. Who bear record of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ and all things that he saw? Verse 3. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Praise the Lord. And so if you begin to check further, you begin to see verse 6 precisely, because of time. Let me read from verse 5. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn, say after me, the firstborn of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his blood. Now, what Apostle Paul, what John is saying here, that Jesus became the first. When he rose from the dead, he became the first among the dead, because we were once dead. Ephesians chapter 2. He said, you were dead in your... He said, God quickened you, 2 from verse 1. When you were dead in your sins and trespasses. And so, when Jesus rose up, he became the first among all that were dead because of sin and trespasses. Now, when he rose up from the dead, he became the prototype. Say after me, say prototype. He became the model to the order of all those who rise from the dead by faith in Christ. And so, because he is our model, whatever is in him is in you. He became the first. Romans chapter 8, he said he is the first fruits. Let me show you. Romans 8 and from verse 28. No. Romans 8:29. Let me show you something. Romans 8:29. Ah, Holy Spirit, help me. Now, he said, whom, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Among many. So he became our prototype. He became the model. And so if you have to be seen, it has to be in him. I'm going to give you a case study. I've given this case study several times. Let's imagine that Toyota want to build 2020. Possibly they have built it already. Model of Toyota, probably Corolla. And so they will first design what we call model. They will call all their customers from all around the world. They will put the model down and call all their customers and say, if we are going to build 20 million pieces of this Toyota brand, this is the model. Whatever you see in this, you will see in all. Whatever you don't see in this, you will not see in all. So when Jesus rose from the dead, he became our prototype, our model. God used him as a model, that as many who believe in him, who are called Christians, believers, whatever is found in him will be found in them. That's why the Bible says in the book of Romans, he said, for we are joint heirs with Christ. Say joint heirs. We share the same identity with Christ. Are you getting that? Praise the Lord. And so if you read further the book of Romans, you see how, you know, so Paul began to expound all our privileges. He said, verse 30, moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. Now, talking about us now, because of our identity in him, we are justified in him. Say, I am justified. He said, those whom he justified, them he also glorified. Praise the Lord. Now, when a believer is revealed in Christ, the enemy lost control over you. When you have a full epignosis of who Christ is, the devil lost manipulation over your life. Number one, having a revelation of who you are, Christ, and who God is through Christ. The devil lost control over your life. There are things you will never believe again as far as lies of the devil is concerned. Number one, for the devil to tell you are a sinner, you will never believe that. or for anybody to tell you are a sinner. The reason most of us, look, after several years, you still come out for utter cause is because you don't have clear revelation of Jesus. When I say if you are here, you want to give your life to Jesus, you come out again. You don't understand the level of grace already at work in your life. I pray our understanding will be opened. If you are saying amen, let amen be the loudest. Now, Jesus speaking in John chapter 5 and verse 39, he said, you search the scripture, thinking in them you have eternal life. They are they who testifies of me. He was telling the Pharisee. The Pharisee had problem with Jesus saying he's the Son of God. They had problem saying Jesus said, I came from the Father. Before Abraham, I was. Before, they had problem with that. He now told the Pharisee, he said, you people are searching the scripture. Do you know what the Pharisee do? For you to be called a Pharisee, you will have what we call Torah. Say after me, say Torah. Torah is the first five books of the Bible. You have it offhand. So they were too conscious, they knew the scripture. Jesus now told them, he said, you think in cramming the scripture you have eternal life. He said, what you cram in your head, they are talking about me. Can you imagine? You can have Jesus cram in your head, but you don't have a revelation of him in your heart. He said, they are they who testify. To testify means they give testimony. They bear witness of me. You search the scripture, thinking in them you have eternal life. They are they who testify of Jesus. And I want to tell you this. It doesn't matter what anybody tells you. In the name of God said. You know, people say, what the easiest way people lie today in our generation is say, thus says the Lord. Thus says the Lord. For anybody to manipulate somebody now, if he knows you are a Christian, the first thing he says to you that, thus says the Lord. Thus says the Lord. If anybody tells you anything in the name of thus says the Lord, if you look into that prophecy, if you can't find Christ in it, throw it away. Because it does not look like you. You are only revealed in Christ. Say, I am revealed in Christ. Come on, say, Lord, say, I am revealed in Christ. I like us to look at a few scriptures. Ephesians chapter 3. Everybody, Ephesians chapter 3 from verse 1. Ephesians chapter 3 from verse 1. Are we all there? For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles. Verse 2, very important. If ye have heard of the dispensation of grace, which was given me to you, word. Verse 3. How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote aforetime in few words. Can we all read verse 3? Ephesians 3 and verse 3. Can we all read? 1, 2, go. We are going to take that reading again. 1, 2, go. How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery. Yeah. How that by revelation he made known. Now, you don't come to revelation except it is given to you, especially of Jesus. And it is given with the help of the Holy Spirit. You can't remove the Holy Spirit. The reason people in the Old Testament did not have the revelation of Jesus was because they didn't have the Holy Ghost working in them. He comes to certain people called prophets, and he manifests himself in them for a while, and he will leave. But now we have the Holy Ghost resident in us. And so he said, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote aforetime in few words. Verse 4, very important. Whereby, when you read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. This is very important. Type your neighbor, say, when you read. Say after me, say, when you read. You see, the challenge with our generation is that we don't want to read. We want to have revelation. You can't come to the revelation of Jesus Christ because you are spiritually gifted. You speak in tongues. Doesn't mean you have the revelation of Jesus. that you are a prophet does not bring to you the revelation. He says, when you read. He says what? When you read. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and from verse 15. Study to show thyself approved, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Tap your neighbor, say study. Now I want to challenge us this morning. Our generation talk a lot. We talk a lot. You see people telling, you see, somebody goes to Facebook teaching what he does not understand. People don't read. Even the Bible. Wake up in the morning, you go to Facebook. Before you know it, 3 hours you are on Facebook. From Facebook, you enter WhatsApp. From WhatsApp, you are on Instagram. You are, you are on Twitter. You tweet. And now, it gives me concern. Anywhere, even when people come to church, as soon as they want to enter taxi, they look at a nice car, snap themselves, church things. I'm going to church. Yeah, for me, one day I was in a lorry. I went to preach. I was in my car. I saw a lady. She didn't know I was inside the car. I saw a lady came close to my car. I was like, what is she coming to do? She looked around. I actually thought she wanted to steal something. She looked around. The next thing she brought out her phone, she did like this. Me too, I now did like this from inside of my head. Listen to me. You are not known by all of that. Social media can... People are looking... They are looking for social media to give them some kind of comfort. When you read, 2 Timothy 3 and from verse 15, from the scripture thou hast known, from thy youth thou hast known the scripture, which is able to make you wise of salvation. Say, make you wise. He said, for the scripture is profitable for correction, for rebuke, for doctrine, for teaching. I have told you the boundaries of the scripture. For teaching and for instruction, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished. We don't study. It bothers me that if you see some people's notes, you know, some people like taking sermon notes. Their note is beautiful than that of the preacher. Nice sermon notes. They will open it. The Bible says, after Paul taught the Berean Christian, they were not Christians before he even taught them. After he taught them, they went home. The Bible says they searched the scripture to confirm if what he said. This is how you come to revelation. It's easy. People watch movie, watch series. You watch Jennifer, all the series. You watch Kotoro, part 1 to 14. You have movies on your phone. You have movies everywhere. And on the same phone, you have Bible application with 13 versions on the same phone. You see, one of the greatest distractions we are carrying about in our generation is our phone. And somebody has asked me before, you see, why is it that when I'm looking for sleep and I don't get to sleep, as soon as I open the Bible, this sleep will just come. It shows where your interest is. If you are watching a nice movie, you don't sleep. Don't sleep. Sleep will not come. When you read, I want to emphasize on reading. And that's why, you see, there was a time I put on our church group, a WhatsApp group, several books. I said, just that, pick one chapter per day. In 1 week, you will be done with a book. Just say, okay, every day, I won't read more than a chapter. I will just study one chapter, and I'll close the book. Listen to me. I can be so hungry for book that I read a whole book in one day. I read books, one book. As soon as I open it, I won't stop until I finish. But you grow into that. Knowledge is key. And you don't come to... Even Paul said it. Galatians chapter 1. Let me show you something. Very important. Galatians chapter 1. Now, he said from verse 11, but I sanctify you, brethren, the gospel which was preached of me is not after men. For I neither received it from of man, neither was I taught, but by the revelation of Jesus. I like that part. He said, for I neither received it of man. You know, today preachers reveal themselves, they don't reveal Christ. If somebody comes to the pulpit and say, if you know how many countries I've been to, I was in Japan last week, I bought my watch, $24,000. They reveal. That's why people know, they know their pastor than they know Jesus. Because teachers teach, he said, I didn't receive it. It was not a man teaching me himself. For neither received it man, neither was I taught of it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. That was why Apostle Paul says something in 1 Corinthians 15. I am the least among the apostles. Listen, the kind of exploits Paul did, it takes revelation, it takes epignosis to do that kind of exploit. Only Paul evangelized the whole of Asia. Do you know Turkey today, that is now a Muslim nation? Damascus, Macedonia is in Turkey. How many of you know that? Go and check geography. Damascus, where Paul had encounter in chapter 9, is presently Macedonia, is in Turkey. He went all. Now, give me verse 13. Give me verse 13. I have verse 13 here. For what is it wherein, when ye. Sorry. Okay. For ye have heard of my conversation in Cyprus in the religion, in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church and wasted it. Praise God. Now, verse 17. Neither went I up to Jerusalem to them that were apostles before me, but I went to Arabia and returned unto Damascus. Verse 18. Then after 3 years, say after 3 years, as soon as he met Christ, he went to Arabia. He didn't go to. Paul had gone to Jerusalem, his theology would have been corrupted. Because people like Peter still believe, as at the time he met Paul, he still believed that salvation is only to the Jews. So Peter did not go to Jerusalem because they still believe in circumcision. Paul rather did not go to Jerusalem. You remember when God was speaking to Paul and God told Paul, he said, take these animals and eat. And Paul replied God and said, God, you know me. You know our tradition. And God told him, Paul, I caught something clean. You say is unclean. As at that time, as all of that period, Paul was in Arabia for 3 years. He was studying and reading the scripture. And so when he studied Genesis to Malachi, it was in that study that revelation of Jesus, as he said in verse 12, came to him. And he wrote 17 out of how many epistles? He wrote 17 epistles. And that's why in any correct church where they preach the word of God, it is not easy for you to preach and not reference the writings of Paul. He departed into Arabia and brought out the Bible. Listen to me. Believers in the Lord, if you don't study in this generation, if you don't study, we are presently at the topmost height of deception. See after me, say deception. Know the Bible for yourself. Study this word every day. Every day. How many hours do we have every day? Talk to me. How many hours? Yeah. Go and check. Check how much time we spent studying the Bible. How much time? Some of us prefer Psalm. You know, a lot of prayer points in Psalm. And some of you think cramming Psalms is knowing the Bible. That's not knowing the Bible. That you can cram Psalm and say, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. No. That's not knowing the Bible.
Praise God. I pray our understanding will be illuminated. If you are saying amen, let your amen be the loudest.
You say, I depart. I'm going to stop here. When you read, you will understand my revelation. When you read. See, forget about revelation of Jesus if you are not ready to read. Not just read anything. Reading of the Bible. It's not enough for me to preach it to you here. I am preaching to you what I have read. And I understand. I listen to a lot of preachers. I don't just listen alone. I go myself and read and have it for myself. Listen to me. When you have it for yourself, it is of you. It becomes your own revelation. It is not my pastor says revelation. You know, there's my pastor says revelation. When you meet some people, say, my pastor says. That is your pastor's revelation. But have your own revelation. Rise up to your feet. Did you learn something today? Thank you, Holy Spirit. The revelation of Jesus. He said that the eyes of your understanding may be illuminated, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe. The revelation of Jesus. Where you are today, I want to talk to God and say, God, put great hunger in me for the revelation of your word, Jesus Christ. Put great test in me. I want to know him beyond coming to church. I want to know Jesus beyond preaching. I want to know Jesus beyond singing. I want to know Jesus for myself. I don't just want to use the name of Jesus. I want to experience the name of Jesus. I don't just want to call the name of Jesus. I want to have a close and epignotic experience of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your name. We pray our understanding will be open. We will know you than ever before. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
If you're clamping for Jesus, I